Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Gabrion. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Gabrion. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball towards left. Kennedy settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kennedy. Lehner moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lehner scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick takes first base on ball four. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Early reaches third base with a triple. Judnick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabrion fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Early scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kinder moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Walesa fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath who is chasing the ball. Tresh reaches third base with a triple. Pete Gabrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens has Tresh trapped. There's the throw too early and over to Dillinger, who tags Tresh for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callaway moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabrion fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kinder bunts towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kinder for the out. Early moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabrielle fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gabrielle. Early moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Early scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lehner. Walesa reaches second base with a double. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walesa scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Coleman. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Coleman steals second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Coleman moves to third. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Early is walked intentionally. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kinder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gabrielle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson pinch hits for Pete Gabrielle. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 2 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Harris now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Leaner takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards second. Callaway scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walesa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to third. Walesa moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tresh hits a line drive into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly pinch hits for Earl Harris. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. 1 out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Caldwell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kinder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 3 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lehner bunts towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. 1 out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Caldwell. Dillinger moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball towards left. Kennedy catches it and throws to home to double up Dillinger. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Michaels hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Dickey pinch hits for Mike Tresh. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickey scores. Callaway moves to second. It's 5-3, Browns. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-4 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.